Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. So there we've made it through a week of Mercury. All right. So the idea being that, as we explained yesterday, Mercury being retrograde means that things get a little screwy. But we're making it. We're doing it okay. You're allowed to call me. Do you remember who called me yesterday, Trevor, right at 3 when we were just about to go off the air? Because we could encourage her to call back.
Her name was Stacy, if I'm not mistaken.
Stacy, where are you? Call now. Because it's very hard to take a call with like 1 second remaining. It just doesn't work all that well. What can I tell you? All righty, 855-993-7569. Today apparently is National Donut Day, which I think means that Dunkin' Donuts does something. Did they give away free donuts today? I think they do.
I think you may be right, yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I remember is I think the first year they started it, my studio was about, I don't know, maybe 3 blocks from a Dunkin' Donut. So I sent one of my interns over, because by the same time every time of year, so by now I had interns. And so we sent the intern over and they sent us back. In theory, you're only allowed one donut per person. You're not allowed to sort of get a bunch. But the intern was smart enough to explain that it was a radio show and whatever. So I don't think they sent over enough for everybody, but they sent over like probably like 6 or 8 donuts, which is certainly more than our fair share, or more than one person's fair share. So they said, that we were talking about on the air and we tasted the donuts and whatever. I'm not anywhere near Dunkin' Donuts that I know about, so I guess I'm out of luck. See, in the old days of radio, folks, this is, when I was a kid, that there used to be things like the Carnegie Deli, for example. When I first came to New York, the Carnegie Deli, I was on overnights on the weekends. Not a great way to deal with a career, given the fact that I'd actually had a career before that. I was talking with somebody about this last night, and we were talking about he just basically got fired. So he's starting, to look for a job, and he was talking about wanting to get the same pay that he was getting before. And I said, well, when you change jobs, quite often that isn't what happens, and you need to figure out what your bottom line is, how much, and not let your pride get in the way, because you're very likely not going to make the same job starting in a new company that you did after being with an old company for a long time. And I said, my example was that I'd been on the air in San Francisco for about 3.5 years and got an opportunity to move to New York, which, and if you're in media, New York is really Mecca. That's where you really want to be. And, but my salary, because I was working 5 days a week in San Francisco and was working overnight on the weekends in New York, and they went as high as they could on the salary, sort of the salary level, but it still wasn't so. Overnight, literally, from the time I got on the plane in San Francisco, the time it landed in New York, which is, about 6 hours, and then a 3-hour time difference, of course, that my salary dropped by 50% and my expenses doubled. So my disposable, my sort of real income dropped by essentially a factor of 4. And that's pretty startling as an adult. I mean, but what I understood was it was an important career move, that it was an important thing to do. Not my favorite time in my life, because to have literally overnight a quarter of your spending power was alarming as a grown up. But I guess in those days, I mean, it was so I got to New York and was overnight on the weekends, and really having somewhat of a struggle. I mean, I still didn't have to kill my own food, and I kept my fingernails clean, so I wasn't digging any ditches. I wouldn't feel very sorry for me. But the Carnegie Deli sort of heard, they listened to the program. And so they would send, one night I wasn't feeling very well, and I didn't really understand as a broadcaster, I mean, I still don't particularly, that it doesn't make any difference how you feel, it's how you sound. So, for example, if I had laryngitis but felt fine, they basically didn't want me on the air because I sounded awful. I could be running a fever of, you know, 1,483 degrees, I know, or, you know, bleeding from orifices, and as long as my voice sounded okay, I was on the air. But I didn't, so one night I was not feeling very well. I think I had a cold or something. And sure enough, the Carnegie Deli, this is like 1 o'clock in the morning, sent over chicken soup for me. So that was the old days. I don't think I can convince Dunkin' Donut to deliver a donut to me today. We could try. Perhaps not. Are you a donut fan?
I myself am not. I find them too sweet. I never feel good after eating a donut, you know?
Well, I mean, I love the idea of donuts, but the idea is that they're going to stick with you for a long time. They're going to be for, you know, a couple minutes on your lips and forever on your hips. And so, at any rate, it is a National Donut Day. It's also National Moonshine Day. Have you ever had moonshine?
I have, and it was an event that others remember
much more clearly than you do.
Exactly. It was very notorious.
I have also had moonshine, and all I remember is people saying, try this. And it was in a mason jar, just like it was supposed to be. And I had like 3 sips, and then I passed out, apparently. And I mean, I didn't make any noise. I just conked out, and the next, and had, I mean, the nice thing about being me and really having no tolerance for alcohol is, number one, I'm the world's cheapest aide, and second of all, I really don't get hungover because I haven't had enough alcohol to really be toxic, just to sort of pass out. So that was my moonshine experience, and it's National Environment Day. World Environment, I don't know, didn't we have a World Day last week or something? How can it be World Environment Day again?
I don't know.
Didn't we have a world sort of, I thought we had one last week. Maybe we have one once a week now, at any rate. But some of the events in history seem completely appropriate to today. More the, well, I mean, I'll tell you what they are. I'm not sure that it falls into the donut part, but in 1817, the first Great Lakes steamer, the Frontenac, was launched. Do you remember all, can you name all 5 of the Great Lakes? You probably can, because you're in that part of the world.
Yes, I maybe can. I might forget one as I go east.
All right, lay them out for me.
All right, so we got Lake Superior, mm-hmm. Lake Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Lake Erie,
mm-hmm.
Lake Ohio.
I think it's Ontario.
Ontario.
It? Yeah.
And then one more.
Huron.
Huron, thank you.
You and I together would have been fine, because I probably would have missed Michigan, which would be really tacky, because one of my big stations is there, but... So we got them. All righty.
All right.
Houston in 1837 was incorporated by the Republic of Texas, which is important for me since I went to school there. Denmark became a constitutional monarchy by the signing of a new constitution in 1849. Harriet Beecher Stowe's anti-slavery serial, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Or it was, did you know what the subtitle was? Life Among the Lowly?
I didn't know that.
There you go. You did or did not?
Did not.
Yeah. Starts a 10-month run in the National Era Abolitionist newspaper. And most of us know about Uncle Tom's Cabin from The King and I, right? Is that when you learned about it for the first time, in 1851? Because at the King's Court, one of the concubines presents Uncle Tom's Cabin as a entertainment for the king.
Huh.
I remember that. Well, and The King and I just won a drama desk, will probably win an Oscar, or win a Tony, rather, for Best Musical. It's superb. If, you know, you really should go see it. So, I my computer just burped. See, I shouldn't say anything about Mercury in retrograde, because it'll just do its thing to me. All right, 855-993-7569. Let's see what else we got in history going on. Because my favorite news story, which I will get to in just a minute, is completely consistent with today being, you know, I think it was today they're calling this National Environment Day. Last week was Earth Day.
Oh, that's
remember
what
that? Yeah, that's, yep, yeah. Because I don't know what the difference between environment and Earth is. They would seem to me very similar, and they both start with the same letter, which is just confusing to me. And today, most importantly, more than anything else, Elvis Presley introduced Hound Dog in a Milton Berle show, scandalizing the audience with his suggestive hip movements. And see, I thought it was Ed Sullivan, so I was wrong. 855, and today's also Tiananmen Square Day. 855-993-7569. If you're going to call me, Don't wait till 3 minutes before the end of the hour. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569, Elvis Presley. And I remember on Ed Sullivan, maybe he did Milton Berle first, because I remember on Ed Sullivan, they would only shoot him from like the kind of mid-chest up. They didn't show his pelvis at all because they decided it was suggestive. There you go. I don't know. We should probably talk about the tank man who halted the advancing tanks for over an hour and a half in Tiananmen Square in 1989. Probably a better story. All righty. Some kind of interesting news stories today, and then we'll get to your Facebook responses, or you can just give me a call about whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-993-7569. And today, being that time of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It, a really interesting interview, I think, with two former Olympians who took over training as kind of a favor to the women's cycling team in the midst of the Lance Armstrong doping scandal, which I know has been going on for a long time. But and they basically had a completely different approach. I think they call it data rather than doping. And it's really cool. It's cool not only if you're an Olympian, which I think most of us are not, but how to view your own body as kind of a project and how to maximize whatever it is that you're able to do. I think you'll really enjoy it. Hopefully you will. And it's an interesting documentary as well. Okay, Walmart is going to... This seems appropriate on a hound dog day. Walmart is helping to boost employee morale by playing less Celine Dion and Justin Bieber music in the retail stores. I mean, I think that's a great story, don't you? I mean, I think I'd probably be a little upset if I were Celine. I mean, she's the big headliner in Las Vegas, but I guess it's different. How many times can you hear The Wind Beneath My Wings is the question.
Yes.
I mean, maybe she should make a personal appearance to Walmart and kind of... they're saying they're no longer going to play it at all. During a shareholders meeting in Fayetteville, a puppet character named Willie joked that being a Walmart store worker was getting dangerous. The vice president of the supercenters asked why, and he said, one of my fellow associates recently developed a serious eye tick from hearing Celine Dion's greatest hits on loops in our stores. Oops. Justin Bieber was also named as one of the singers whose music has been driving employees crazy. They'll have a DJ based in its corporate marketing department who will pick the music that's played in all the stores. That's kind of an interesting idea. See, if I were Walmart, what I would do what a lot of the pop radio stations do, is submit a list of what they thought their favorite songs were. And then you tabulate it, and you put it, instead of on an endless loop, you put it on, you know, if you have, how many employees does Walmart have? Probably a lot.
Millions of millions.
So if everybody got a vote, and you'd probably have a couple of obscure things, but the time between when a song was played the first time and the second time would be much greater, and you'd have popular songs going first. I think that's what I would do if I were Walmart. Maybe I should send them a little note.
Maybe you should. That's a good idea.
Although I know there's some people from Walmart who listen to the program, because when we did the story a couple of years ago about the fact that they had guns next to the toy department. Do you remember that? Maybe you didn't.
I guess.
But they did. And we did a huge... I didn't know anything about it. I mean, I don't really shop. There wasn't a Walmart in New York. There is now. And so, but I seldom shop for toys and have never shopped for a gun. So I didn't know this. And some mom called up and was very upset because the guns next to the toy department look just like toys, or, I mean, however you look at it. And so her kid shows up with a real gun saying, can we buy this, thinking it was a toy gun. And it scared the living daylights out of the mom, which is certainly understandable. And so we talked about it on the air, and Walmart moved them. Now, I don't know that they moved them specifically because we talked about it, and my guess is that if I knew about it, other people probably knew about it as well. But it came as a result of a caller. And I know that they moved it. We also, so, I mean, talk radio really does have more power than we think it does, I think, sometimes. We actually got Raggedy Ann put in the Doll Hall of Fame because she had not been there. Slinky was in there. Silly Putty was in there. But Raggedy Ann was not. How could that be? So we actually got a petition going, and we got someone from the Toy Hall of Fame who called, and we got her in. So there. All right, so today Walmart, tomorrow the Doll Hall of Fame, and who knows next? I guess Justin Bieber. Or Walmart, that's where we'll go and get Walmart to get different, do it for a different way. They said they previously had let stores pick their own music, which sometimes led to a single CD being placed on endless loop. They're also relaxing their dress code. On July 1st, workers at the nation's largest private employer will be able to wear khaki or black denim in addition to pants the same color allowed before. People in more rigorous jobs will be able to wear T-shirts and blue jeans. They still have to buy their own shirts and pants. They're bringing back the slogan, "Our people make the difference," on worker name tags. And it turns out in the story they said Celine Dion owns 3,000 pairs of shoes. I don't know. The changes didn't end there. To address worker complaints about store temperature that can be too cold in winter and too hot in summer, they'll adjust the store thermostats, controlled from the corporate headquarters? Come on! By 1 degree Fahrenheit. Temperatures in stores in the east and central regions will rise to 75 degrees from 74. In the west, they will fall from 76 to 75. Oh, come on. I think people should be able to control their own temperature, for heaven's sakes.
That is kind of crazy that it's so
remote. That seems a little big brother to me.
What if it's like
a big chintzy brother?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Crazy. Come on, Walmart. Let's get on the... All right, so our suggestion from Walmart is you should have individual thermostats mm-hmm. in stores. I mean, come on, folks. You're the largest private employer. You can afford the extra, and you know we're all going to be conscious of the earth and the carbon footprint, so we're not going to overheat or overcool. But come on, and that people should be allowed to send in their recommendations. Everybody should be able to send in their recommendations. That may be a better corporate thing though, rather than individual stores, because apparently that's where it came from. That we got endless loops of My Heart Will Go On. In related stories, this has nothing to do with it. I just couldn't figure out a good segue. It turns out that we may, you know, all of us forgetting our passwords or someone stealing my password, they may use brainwaves. I know. What are you going to do with people who don't have any? I'm kidding. There we go. Norway is going to divest from coal in a push against climate change. So there's a lot of really interesting good news today of corporations and countries sort of doing good sort of things. We have more details to follow. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. Loan subject to lender approval.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to talk to you because my mom passed away about a little over 2 months ago. She had cancer, and she was sick for about a year and a half, and my dad took very good care of her. And I thought that after she passed away, you know, I guess I had expectations of him doing some soul searching and really trying to figure it out. And, you know, I just graduated from college, and I expected, you know, he would kind of help me through this time. And I found out about 2 weeks ago that he started a relationship with a woman that he used to work with. And I'm having a really, really difficult time accepting it, especially since it's been such a short time since my mom's passed away. And I tried to talk to him, and we're just not really connecting on the issue.
Yeah. Honey, look, do I think it's a good idea? Of course not. And I think the poor woman that he's connected with is probably going to be used as a band-aid. I think he's probably going to be involved with her for a while. Then all of a sudden, in a couple of months, it's going to hit him that he misses her, he misses your mom, that he's going to compare this woman with your mom, who will become saintly all of a sudden, and she's probably going to get dumped. So if you're going to feel sorry for anybody, I'd probably feel sorry for her. Your mom has nothing to do with this. This doesn't mean he loved her any less. I know you're feeling a little bereft. Do you live at home or not?
I just graduated from college, so I'm kind of transitioning between home and getting my own place.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what your dad's feeling. And again, you hear, because you know about the dreaded one-year rule. I think he's making a mistake. And
I know about that one-year rule.
Okay, yeah. I think he's making a mistake in that he's not giving himself a chance to mourn. He's lonely. He's sad. His daughter is now grown up and moving off into the world. And he's just feeling really lonely. And we know that men do not do particularly well after the death of a spouse, that women tend to do much better than men. Psychologically, physiologically, medically, yada yada, emotionally, psychologically. So I think what he's doing is not real bright, but it's nearly predictable. And I know that you're feeling a little bit bereft, but right now he's not capable, or he doesn't feel that he's capable of being a dad. He's not capable of giving. He's just feeling really needy. And my guess is, as you say, that when you were away at school and he was helping your mom, you know, to live through her last year and a half and being a nurse to her, he felt that he gave everything. And now the likelihood, what he wants is something back. He wants someone to take care of him, someone to make him feel special and loved and not sad and manly. And as you, I'm sure, are aware, in this society, men are not really given much of an opportunity to mourn or to feel sad. So do I think this is a good idea? No. Do I think that you should be angry with him? It won't do any good. And I hear that you're really feeling that you could use a dad right now. He can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to approach him is not about the woman, but about saying, Dad, you know, I could really use some time just to talk to you. I'm not guaranteeing that he's going to be able to do it, but asking specifically for what you need from him rather than judging his behavior has a much greater possibility of success. But I want you to go in knowing that he may not be able to do it, and I don't want you to feel rejected if he cannot, because it's not that he's a bad guy. It's that he's a really compromised guy at this moment who's feeling really lost and embarrassed and unmanly. And the quickest way that we have for men to feel manly in our society is to have sex with somebody. The quickest, which isn't true for women. For women, the quickest way we can feel feminine is to have somebody flirt with us or take care of somebody or bake something. So, I mean, it's just different. It's not that one is right and the other is wrong. It's just that they're very, very different. So at this moment, you may need somebody, and I think it's perfectly okay to ask your father to help you, but you need to be specific about what you need and make it, Dad, I could use some help on this, not, Dad, I can't believe you're getting involved with somebody else who's distracting you from being a good dad to me. Because what he feels is you're a temporary presence in his life, and he's really terrified about being alone.
Right.
Okay, so I know it may not feel a whole lot better, but it may make you feel a little less angry.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, sir, and I'm here if you need me. Okay. You're welcome. John, how may I help you?
I have a little dilemma here that might even be a little amusing to most people, but I'm 60 years old and I'm retired, and my wife is still working, but it's part of my responsibility now to kind of take care of the house.
Okay.
You know? And we have a couple of cats that, I can't say I'm a cat lover, but we live in peaceful coexistence. One of them is kind of sickly, and we've had it to the vet and expensive sonograms and everything. It's a digestive issue, but it shows up all over the house, and I fall with a bucket and it's like that. And you know, our daughters are in love with the cats, and my son, when he comes home from college, you know, he's very allergic, so he kind of climbs up in his room. Well, my wife is a very compassionate individual, and today the final straw happened. I was having my lunch, I heard the cat throwing up, and here it had thrown up into the surge protector for the computer.
Oops.
And I saw smoke coming out of it, and I'm thinking, oh my God, had I not been home, it would have burned down the house. Now, I'm just mounting up all my bullets as an argument.
Sounds like, how old is the cat?
It's about, the nearest we can figure out, it's about 12. We adopted it a couple of years ago.
And what's the diagnosis? Why? What does the vet say the dog is, the cat is throwing up for?
The doctor says it's a B12 deficiency and, you know, every other thing that it just doesn't agree with. But we can't seem to find any happy medium, you know, and it just, It's like I say, everything's going to be going good for a week, and then all of a sudden I'm chasing around with the spot remover, you know. And it's
so
not about...
What's your solution?
I'd like to get rid of it, is what I'd like to do.
And when you say get rid of, what does that mean?
I mean, just euthanize it or, you know, whatever I have to. I mean, I just don't want it living here any longer. And but yet again, you know, I don't want to be the bad guy in this, and I know it's going to break my wife's heart. I don't want to push the issue, because if she were to make a selection, she'd probably pick the cat over me, you know.
Well, especially if you don't put the seat down. All right, John, when's the last time the cat was at the vet?
About a week and a half ago. As a matter of fact, now my wife has to give it shots in order for this B12 thing, and that's, you know.
Have they decided why the B12? I mean, is there a tumor?
They couldn't find a tumor, they were looking for a tumor. We thought that was it, but no, that was it.
Does the cat seem to be in any kind of pain, or can you tell?
No, I don't think so. It's, you know, it's a nice cat. It's a very friendly, attractive cat, but I mean,
could the cat be outside?
No, it doesn't have claws anymore, and we're afraid it wouldn't be able to defend itself.
Do you have a yard?
We have a yard with a dog run, but, you know, the former owner had a dog. But
you don't have a dog?
No.
But you've got a fenced-in area?
Yeah, but we're afraid that the cat could get through it, and, you know, they're pretty... And I just don't...
Listen, but, my dear, given a choice between a cat that you're so upset with that you'd put down and putting the cat outside, especially in nice weather, I'd think about putting the cat outside. Because maybe the cat would be happier. You've got less of a sort of a cleanup detail, and it buys you a little bit of time. What do you have to lose at this moment?
I mean,
I'm not saying set the cat loose.
Yeah.
You've got a fenced-in yard.
Yeah.
Put the cat outside. See what happens. Because if the cat, first of all, the cat may be happier outside. Second of all, you don't have to clean up after, which buys you some time.
Yeah.
And what do you have to lose at this moment?
Well, I like to make a speed bump.
I know you would, but realistically...
I'm looking for an alternative here.
Well, but I just gave you one.
Yeah.
Try it. What do you have to lose? Take the cat outside.
All right.
Take the cat for a walk in the backyard and see if the cat likes it. Sit on the back porch and play lovey with the cat. And if the cat is happy outside, I mean, it's the middle of the winter, you've got a different problem.
Yeah, we live in a cold climate. But.
Yeah, and you forget that animals really... That a cat is really... a feral beast.
Yeah.
I mean, see, the cat may be happier. You're not going to have to clean up at it. It buys some time, and then, you know, what do you have to lose at this moment?
You're right.
Because going to your wife and saying, I don't want to clean up after the cat anymore, is going to make you the bad guy.
Exactly.
The kids are
going to
be mad at you.
Okay.
Because the option is, I mean, it's not like you can put a diaper on the cat.
Yeah.
The cat's throwing up. I think the cat is probably very ill. And will probably, if you can buy some time, will probably either get better, which is a little unlikely, or will succumb. But succumbing, or at least being in some kind of distress so that everybody can justify that it's not really fair to the cat to keep it alive, is very different than taking a relatively seemingly healthy animal that's just a nuisance and putting it down. Because what they're going to say is, Dad, what happens when you get to be a nuisance? You don't want that.
Yeah.
And see, the answer now is just put me outside.
You're very introspective. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, let me know how it works out. But, I'm not saying let the cat loose. I'm saying put it in the fenced-in yard and put some water out there and go play with the cat outside, and everybody may be happier.
I may have to do some maintenance, but I think it's worth a try.
Yeah, it's worth it. Look, it makes you John, if this eventually has to be something that the cat has to be put down, you, from being the bad guy, have transformed into the good guy.
Okay.
And that you're Super John, and that you tried everything you could to make the cat happy and make the situation tolerable.
You're exactly right.
So you've got nothing to lose, nor does the cat.
Well, thank you very much.
All right?
All right.
Yeah, give it a try. Let me know how it works.
I will.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I don't know whether to be impressed by this or depressed by this. Miss Piggy got an award as a feminist art at the Brooklyn Museum. Previous honorees have included Toni Morrison, Sandra Day O'Connor, and Muriel Siebert, who was the first female trader on the New York Stock Exchange. And now Miss Piggy. I don't know how you feel about that, right? She says, this week, moi is being honored, and deservedly so. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it about time? the award was given to her by Gloria Steinem, who, see, you guys are probably not old enough to remember that Gloria Steinem actually was at one point referred to as Bunny because she went undercover as a Playboy bunny at one point. I know, we view her as a feminist, and she actually wrote a sort of a feminist article about being a Playboy bunny, but they used to call her Bunny. She isn't trying to be either totally masculine or totally feminine. She's just human. And apparently she is voiced, usually, by a man. Kermit the Frog tweeted an image of Piggy in conversation with Steinem. So there we go. She won, it's called the Sackler Center First Award, honored Miss Piggy. I mean, on one hand, you think, okay, well, I mean, it got a lot of attention because of that. But there is that part of me that thinks maybe they could give it to a real person. I mean, Miss Piggy may have influenced more people than Toni Morrison or, you know, the first female trader on the stock exchange. So I suppose we should only be positive, right? There we go.
Yeah.
That's good. Google cars have completed over 1 million miles. Clearly, this is one of those things that is creeping up on us. They're not electric cars per se, although I think a lot of them are, but they're auto cars. They're automobiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think they'd be great, especially on things like going back and forth to the airport. They're saying it's the next step, right?
Yep.
That Google is going to keep their promise of bringing completely autonomous cars to people all over the world in the next decade.
I think it could be quite nice.
Autonomous autos. We just call them A squares, right? They're taking everything one step at a time. They're test driving Google cars on miles and miles of road. They're making sure it's safe. Did you see that a bunch of cars had gotten in accidents? But it turns out they were kind of minor fender benders. They weren't really accidents. So, I mean, people love the titles of saying, see, 1 million miles. 1 million miles with any human input regarding the function and the direction of the car. They've only been tested on freeways. They've yet to function on intercity roads, and that's where the unpredictable is likely to occur. Although, as far as I'm concerned, I wonder, has anybody ever broken down the number of incidents that occur on high-speed roads as opposed to intercity roads? My guess is many more on the highways, and they're much more likely to be fatal because they handle more cars and they're at higher speeds. I don't know. Have you ever seen that breakdown?
You know what? I haven't. I actually worked.
What if anybody's ever done it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I worked for a personal injury law firm for a while, and we handled all kinds of cases. And a lot of the minor ones, there were a lot of minor ones in the city, but the ones that happened on the highway were much bigger.
Yeah, and much more dangerous.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the sort of smaller routes, I mean, first of all, they're easier to drive. They seem to me less dangerous. But as they point out, the idea of a kid running into the street on a highway is not going to happen. Some fool changing lanes is going to. And you're traveling at much higher speeds. But a kid running into the street or a dog running in the street is much more likely to happen on a quiet road. So, I mean, it's going to. They said they've been 12 accidents. None of them occurred because a Google car was at fault. Sounds like my mother. Wasn't her fault. The 1 million miles is the longest any model of car's ever made. It's all being done so as to weed out any possible problems. Well, hopefully they road test their cars better than their computers, right? Actually, that's Apple computers. You always seem to do the debugging after you bought it. They're the inability to cover for areas unmapped by a GPS, and they can't make different decisions when they're in front of an obstacle. They're modified Toyotas and Lexus cars, which have been enhanced with sensors and cameras. The battery-powered pod prototypes are still a thing of the future and have not been put into production yet. The autonomous driving method is a pipe dream that the car industry has been chasing for many years. The new model cars that are on the market are capable of making more and more decisions on their own. The final results now include the ability to park in narrow spaces. That's probably better than I can do. All on their own, as well as the ability to adjust gear according to the road ahead. The project leader says that this is the wrong approach, adding you cannot teach someone to fly by teaching them how to jump higher and higher. In order to bring the dream of autonomous cars even closer to reality, Virginia has built 70 miles of highway in which the Google cars and other autonomous car prototypes can be tested. The Virginia Automated Car Corridors as the highway, I'm sorry, I put an extra word in, the Virginia Automated Corridors, as the highway is named, will be available to all those autonomous cars that can pass a specific test. The cars will receive various stimuli meant to test their strength to discover their weaknesses and thus make them safe for humans. I mean, I think it's an exciting idea, don't you?
I do, especially for highway driving where people just drone on and it'd be nice to just chill out and have a nap, maybe.
Well, they're already doing that. It's just that
right, exactly.
No, I think that when I drive, the part that's the scariest is driving at high speeds with people that are unpredictable and changing lanes and also accessing the highway.
Mm-hmm.
That I see, I would be fascinated. I wonder where we could get that statistic, if it exists, of the proportion of accidents, number one, the proportion of fatal accidents, and what kind of conditions they occur on. I mean, interestingly enough, I remember reading someplace that bad driving conditions actually are not the most dangerous. I'm trying to remember where I read it. Maybe it's, I think that may not be completely accurate, and someone's going to call up and yell at me, and that would be reasonable. I think what I read is that New Year's Eve, which is a high-density, dangerous time to drive, because there's a lot of people on the road, and a lot of people have been drinking. But it turns out when the weather is bad, which you would assume would increase the likelihood of not only accidents but fatal accidents, is not true. That apparently on New Year's Eve in particular, and I don't know what other holidays this applies to or what other days, that people are more likely to stay home. So the number of people on the road goes down, and apparently people drive more carefully and perhaps drink less. So it turns out that having nasty weather on New Year's Eve is actually protective. Which seems like a good thing to me. I mean, that's anything that reduces car fatalities, good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really be fascinated with the actual statistics of, you know, how it actually works. And you're saying you work for a personal industry lawyer, but I wonder. Presumably, the Highway Commission would know that. I wonder if we could. Maybe I'll try Googling it and find out if they actually break it down. Because I think that would be a really interesting statistic. Because, you know, an autonomous car on the highway seems to be much more valuable than one on a sort of a quiet neighborhood street. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to limit.